Let's stand. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing to be on this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established amongst us all. Amen.
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 Thank you. Manningham City Council also acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to elders past and present. And we value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome members of the public here tonight to this council meeting who have come along to observe the proceedings. There we go. I acknowledge you, especially tonight. Manningham City Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are controlled by a meeting procedural local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adapt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal questions. Question time allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and these can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item number two, apologies and requests for leave of absence.
Madam Mayor, there are no apologies for this meeting.
Councillors, it is with sad regret that I must inform you of the recent passing of Marjorie Lapworth. Marjorie was a long-standing resident of Warrandyte and an active community advocate for more than 25 years. Marjorie had a passion and commitment to helping those people most in need in the community and made a sufficient contribution through the establishment of the Warrandyte Housing and Support Service, a volunteer organisation that assists people with emergency housing, food, advocacy, counselling and financial support. In addition, Marjorie was a recipient of the Medal of the Order of Australia and was recognised as a Paul Harris Fellow for her contribution with Rotary. With your agreement, I would like to suspend standing orders for Council to pass a motion of condolence. Do I have a mover?
I'd like to move.
Councillor Galbally.
I move that the standing order 16.1 be suspended to enable a motion of condolence to be taken.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor McLeish. All those in favour? Thank you. Standing orders have been suspended. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Councillor Galbally.
I move that the Council place on record its sadness and regret at the recent passing of Marjorie Lapworth, OIM. Record its appreciation for the contribution by Ms. Lapworth as an active community advocate for working tirelessly to support people in need, and to extend our sympathy and condolences to Ms. Lapworth's family at this difficult time.
Councillor McLeish.
Second that motion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor McLeish. Councillor Galbally? Would you like to add anything?
Personally, I've known Marjorie. I met her over 20 years ago when I had the cafe in Warrandyte, and she was across the road with her support service and housing support that she was running across the road. She was obviously a very giving person of her time to the community, and as well as the community house, she also had been the chair and coordinator of the Warrandyte Market for over 30 years, and she worked tirelessly for this, and right until December 2015 when her health was ailing. She'll be missed by many. Both myself and the community will be forever grateful for Marjorie's contribution to this Wyandotte community and Manningham. And she'll be missed by many. Thank you very much.
Anyone else wish to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, Marjorie Lapworth was what I would describe as a force of nature. She's one of those indomitable people who you always remembered having had a meeting with Marjorie, because you most certainly were going to understand what her issue was, and you'd be you'd understand in no uncertain terms what she expected of you. I once had a meeting with Marjorie down at the Wyandotte Cafe, where she wanted to talk to me about what was going on with the market at the time. And Marjorie was not long out of hospital. She'd suffered a broken leg, as I recall. She was on crutches still. She could barely walk. But Marjorie was going to go to that meeting, and she was going to make sure that I listened determinedly to what she had to say about the market and why she thought things should be the way she thought they should be. And I have a great deal of respect for people of Marjorie's ilk. They are tireless in their commitment to their community. They're very passionate, and their determination wins through on behalf of their community in so many ways. The countless people who have had meals courtesy of food donations delivered personally by Marjorie from funds raised from the market are countless in Wyandotte. She had been a fabulous support for her community and earned a tremendous amount of respect for her passionate commitment to her community. And I think our community would benefit from having a few more people like Marjorie Lapworth in it. And she will be sadly missed in Wyandotte.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Marjorie has certainly been instrumental in assisting many people throughout the whole Wyandotte community. She, especially with disabilities, she assisted with funds to help the DAAB players attend interstate and world competitions when they could not raise the funds needed to attend. Marjorie also assisted many of the competitions and the players and assisted them with food and clothing when they hit on hard times. She also assisted people with disabilities to gain further education through programs at the Pines Learning Centre by assisting with payments of fees. Marjorie also organised work experience for students with disabilities in the main office and the op shop. This was invaluable for young people to learn the value of work. And she was also very involved in the Wyandotte market, as we've heard, and raising many dollars for the local community. She was also involved in helping out at the local schools in a very personal way, even helping students at the high school prepare their talks. She was very involved in the local Rotary. She was a Paul Harris Fellow and an OAM. I also have been advised that she was also responsible for, in the past, setting up the op shop, which is very successful. Not certain, but I've believed. The food bank she set up was essential for many. She organised assistance for those with mental health issues. She assisted in finding housing for many people. These are some of her invaluable services to the Wyandotte community. She also helped people that knocked on her door. I think of others within Doncaster that do that, and I just take my hat off to her, and she will be sadly missed throughout the Wyandotte community, and I just pay my respects to her, and I thank you that we at Council have recognised her in the past here at Manningham Council when she was... when she was here with us.
Thank you. Anybody else? I would ask that this motion be passed by councillors standing in silence. Absent. Assent. Thank you. The motion is carried unanimously. Can I have a motion to resume standing orders?
Madam Mayor, I move that the standing orders be resumed.
Councillor Galbally. Councillor McLeish. Those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Item number 3, prior notification of conflict of interest.
Madam Mayor, I received one written disclosure of conflict of interest being from Councillor Paula Piccinini for item 10.3 concerning draft Ruffy Creek Linear Park Management Plan, the interest being an indirect interest due to residential amenity.
Thank you. Item number 4, confirmation of minutes. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the Council held on the 28th of March 2017 be confirmed.
Thank you. And the seconder?
I second the motion.
Councillor Zephyropoulos. All those in favour? Carried. Item number 5, verbal questions from the public.
There are no questions.
Item number 6, presentations. Councillors, I would like to acknowledge Councillor Jeff Goff's an acknowledgement of service for 20 years to the City of Manningham. I'd like to take a moment this evening to acknowledge our councillor, our fellow colleague, on the recent achievement on the milestone for 20 years of service. First elected as a councillor to the City of Manningham in 1997, Councillor Goff has held this role continuously for the past 20 years. During this time, he served as mayor 4 times, and as board member of the Municipal Association of Victoria, the Australian Local Government Association, as well as council representative of the Aquarina Committee, having oversight of several major renovations and refurbishments. Having grown up and raised his family, 2 boys, in the City of Manningham for almost 60 years, Councillor Goff remains passionate about Manningham, supporting the Doncaster Rail Project and holding strong interest in improving streetscapes and parks. He is a committed advocate for residents on town planning issues, providing well-maintained assets and facilities which meet the needs of our community groups, sporting clubs and residents. We thank our Councillor Goff for his contribution and hope that he will continue to support making Manningham a livable and harmonious city that it is. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything you'd like to say, Councillor Goff?
Very quickly, but thank you.
thank you have 2 minutes, Councillor Goff, but I will indulge you.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, for those kind words. And 20 years does go quickly. It's been an honour and a privilege to serve our community for that long. And I've enjoyed working here at Manningham over those years and continually hope to continue to work at Manningham here for the benefit of the people. So thank you very much for your congratulations, and I look forward to continuing to work here. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, another clap would be fine for Councillor Goff. Don't be shy. He
deserves it after 20 years.
Absolutely.
It's 2 long services.
He'll be going away soon. Okay. Petitions. Item number 7. The petition letter, Historical Church, 283 Springvale Road, Donvale, Mullum Mullum Ward. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the petition with 140 signatures requesting Council to save the historic church and hall at 283 Springvale Road, Donvale, be received and referred to the appropriate officer for consideration.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor McLeish?
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Haynes?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Just when I was handed some of these pieces of paper, I was advised that this isn't the last of the signatures, and apparently they're having a public meeting in May, and they will be requesting that more get tabled in May for the same petition. I'm not certain if we've ever done that before, so I'm just wanting to let you know that that will be happening.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Items of urgent business. Item number 8.
Madam Mayor, there is one proposed item of urgent business.
Do I have a mover? Yes. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
I move that council admit for consideration the following item of urgent business, determination of mayoral and councillor allowances at item 15 of this meeting.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Item number number nine, planning permit applications.
Madam Mayor, there are no planning permit applications.
Item number 10, planning and environment. Planning. Item 10.1, amendments C112 to Manningham Planning Scheme, 775 to 779 Doncaster Road. Doncaster, removal of restrictive covenant, consideration of panel report. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
May I, Mayor, that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Haynes.
I think the report is quite self-explanatory and it's gone to a panel, so we've just continued with the process.
Thank you. Councillor Conlon. I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. Item 10.2, Yarra Valley Country Club and former Bulleen Drive-In site request to Minister for Planning. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, this is quite a complex issue.
Just move it.
I'm sorry. I move the recommendation to be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Councillor Galbally. Councillor Zephyropoulos, now you can get up. There we go.
All right. We got involved as a council in relation to this issue because a company called Link Solutions, on behalf of the Yarra Valley Country Club and the former Bullion Drive drive-in site, have written to the minister requesting that he intervenes in relation to this issue. The Minister has asked Council's views in relation to this, and this is why we are considering it. This issue and those two sites are very significant for Manningham, and this is demonstrated by the fact that a number of state government agencies have been involved over the last 20 years. A number of advisory committees and so on, and the issue is still not resolved. We feel that given the complexity of the issue as a council and the significance of this issue to Manningham, as a council we need to not relinquish our role in relation to this planning issue, and we would like to be involved. So the recommendation is basically for the Minister to establish an advisory committee and for Manningham Council to have an important role in relation to this committee. So that's basically what it is.
Thank you. Councillor Galbally?
Nothing to add, thank you.
Anyone to speak against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 10.3, draft Ruffy Creek Linear Park Management Plan.
So moved.
Okay. Councillors, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in this item, being an indirect interest due to residential amenity, and I will be leaving the meeting room for the duration of this matter.
Thank you. Councillor Piccinini is now leaving the room. Do I have a mover for that motion?
So
Councillor Goff, that it be adopted? Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chin. Councillor Goff?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I rise to support this motion. And first of all, I wish to congratulate all the people at Council that have worked on coming up with this plan, and the Open Space Committee as well, and I suppose all of those policies. So if we can get a big congratulations down to the people who come up with this management plan. This is a revision of management plans that have already been around there, but I think this one is very, very important because, indeed, with this plan, hopefully we're going to address some of the needs of that lineal trail. Now, lineal trails are very important to Manningham because a lot of the basis for the establishment of the open space management and committee and the open space planning is to do with establishing better facilities and better parks and better connections. And this connection, the Ruffy Lake connection, really is a connection that will get people off, not all 100%, but in quite a distance of the way, off the road to connect Ruffy Lake Park with the Main Yarra Trail. And so it gives a great added advantage of getting people right from within the centre of our municipality to that creek trail and to get around our suburb. There are a couple of things that come out in this option that's going to go out for people to read through and get comment on, and their directions of the path and other things that are going to be sort of discussed there, and we'll get feedback. There are a couple of options within there. It's going to go out to the people for about 6 weeks, and we're going to hopefully get a lot of feedback from interested parties and people to our particular plan, our management plan. I forget how much it is somewhere. There's a figure. Oh yes, it's about 2 million, up to about 2 million. It probably will be by the time it gets there to things to be done in this particular plan. So councillors, it is one of the most important things for our community, and they've talked about that, our open space and our connections, and to improve this one, it does mean purchasing some land, I think, as well. Or finding the path of this land. I think there's some private acquisition to get along that creek as well, which is in this. So, councillors, please support this motion.
Thank you. Councillor Chen? Okay. Anyone to speak against? I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 4. And we'll bring Councillor Piccinini back into the room. He is now seated. Thank you.